Welcome to Film Friday. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And this is one of Echo's favorite movies.
不好说是不是 favorite, 但是还行吧，挺喜欢。
You've been talking about it for like 5 minutes.
It is in the class of approved movies. This gets the Echo stamp of approval. So we've got the clip. Let's take a listen to it now.
说你的性交呢？你听着很年轻，你几岁了？
8岁。你为什么这么晚还没有睡呢？
西雅图这里不晚。哦，你说的对。你圣诞节的愿望是什么，娇娜？
我不是为我自己住院，是为我爸爸，他需要一个新的爱人。
哦，你不喜欢他现在的这个？
他现在没有问题，就在这儿。
你的妈妈呢？
她去世了。
啊，对吧？哦
I think this one's actually pretty easy.
对，非常容易，我觉得。
I haven't seen it because this is the kind of movie that gets the Echo stamp of approval. So,
Brendan.
So I would not get this.
Anyway, if you didn't get this, we're going to give you a line by line just to pluck out a couple of difficult words.
对，把它变得更容易，更明显。你好，我叫 Yana。不用说你的姓 ，Yana， 声音很年轻。你几岁了
？Pretty easy. I think in the English, she was probably cutting him off.
There's at least in the dub, there's a bleep. I don't know about the original. So the idea is that you know he actually has said his surname, but they want to bleep it, especially because he's, as we hear in this line, he's jailbait.
Yes.
8岁。你为什么这么晚还没有睡呢
？Something I hear a lot.
A reasonable question.
I don't think so.
西雅图这里不晚。
This is actually the argument I used to use to justify keeping my birthday going for 36 hours instead of 24. It didn't work for me either.
哦，你说的对。你圣诞节的愿望是什么，要呢
？Finally, we have something a bit tricky. We've got too long, or here it's a Christmas hope, Christmas wish.
对，圣诞节的愿望，愿望
is really strong.
Yeah, but it's something you wish for.
我不是为我自己住院，是为我爸爸，他需要一个新的爱人。
I didn't do what for myself?
住院。
Yeah, so that's actually a nice verb to know. It means to make a wish.
对，住院。比如说，住院谁谁谁身体健康。
Yeah, and a lot of the time you can just drop the 院 there even. Just say, you know, 住身体健康。
对 ,to wish.
Easily confused with to stay in the hospital.
Yes,
yeah,
it,
not
it,
happening
it does
case.
Indeed have the same terms.
Don't be confused.
Yes.
没错。
Another thing is the word he uses for partner or lover.
Yeah, it's very formal.
爱人，这有点老了。
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's formal, but it's something that like people in their 50s or 60s would say.
You hear it more often in Taiwan than in the mainland, too.
Well, you'll hear it from older mainlanders, especially around Beijing.But, I mean, really old and really formal would be like 对象
Yeah.
对
But,
So Echo, what should we say these days?
女朋友、男朋友或者是新的老婆
Yeah, I just you fall into 老婆 and 老公 and,
对、老婆、老公、
Or, you know, 一个新的 honey
对
Okay, what's next?
Oh,你不喜欢他现在的这个
This is really easy. This is one of the easier clips we've done.
对我们，我觉得我们已经不需要再给大家什么其他的线索了。
Yeah, that actually grammatically that's a nice sentence because we've deleted the subject of it, right? You don't like the one now.
你不喜欢他现在的这个？他现在没有，问题就在这儿。可爱的小孩。你的妈妈呢？ 他去世了。
Aha, a new word.
Yes.
To pass away.
To depart this earth.
去世。
To shuffle off this mortal coil, ring down the curtain, and join the choir invisible.
去世。
We're going to give you a couple of clues in a sec. Before we get to that, though, there's this one sentence we want to highlight.
我不是为我自己住院，是为我爸爸。
我不是为我自己住院，是为我爸爸。
And we just want to take this opportunity to remind you guys that
为
has two pronunciations. First is the fourth tone.
为
And you're also going to hear it in the second tone.
为
Though less so.
Yeah.
为
What's the difference, Echo?
意思不同。为的意思是 for. 比如说不是为了我是为了我爸爸。
我不是为我自己住院是为我爸爸。
So what about the second tone?
为原来在就很久以前吧可以单独用表示是的意思。
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a copula, so it behaved in classical Chinese and still in formal contexts the same way 是 does. It's
right.
just, it's an equal sign.
Right.
对。而且在现在的中文里呢更多的我们看到为是被放在一个词里的。
Mm-hmm.
比如说以为。
Yeah.
Right, I took it to be.
Okay, so quick point there. Don't get them mixed up. Most of the time you're going to hear
为
And that's a preposition for the sake of.Sometimes, though, you will run into it as
为
And then it basically means 是 It's right. an equal sign.
With that said, we're going to go back and play the clip for you one more time.
你好，我叫焦娜。
不用说你的姓焦娜，你听着很年轻，你几岁了？
八岁。
你为什么这么晚还没有睡呢？
下图这里不晚。
哦，你说的对。你圣诞节的愿望是什么，乔娜？
我不是为我自己住院，是为我爸爸。他需要一个新的爱人。
哦，你不喜欢他现在的这个？
他现在没有问题，就在这儿。
你的妈妈呢？
她去世了。
啊，对的。
哦
，Okay, I've got a clue. This movie is a sequel that's not a sequel, and a prequel that's not a prequel.
很复杂吗？
I would not find that clue helpful at all. Okay.
Anyway, Brennan, do you have any insights?
I've never seen this movie. Mm. I think if I were to go back and listen to the clip slightly more carefully, I would probably have a fairly decent shot at guessing this.
Echo?
我觉得真差不多了，已经很明显了。
Okay. So, if you think you know what movie this is, what do you got to do?
你们可以给我写信到 echo@popupchinese.com, 不要把你们的答案放在网上。
Yeah.
And what will they get, Echo? Or David?
Well, if you guess correctly, we're going to enter you in a draw, and you have a chance of winning a free month of premium access to Pop-Up Chinese.
Which is pretty sweet.
As you say, Brennan, what could be better than that?
It, as Christmas wishes go, I think it is even better than a new mommy.
Yes. From Beijing...I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you on the site.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.